Michael Merritt Show Sports Report. I'm Charlie Stuang Stabenek, and it's a big NFL weekend.
Yeah.
The playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl. In the first game.
Yes, Charlie.
You excited?
Huh?
Are you excited?
Yes!
You know what?
It's NFL action. It's hot.
What's happening in the first game?
Yeah, and you
first
know,
game.
It might help if you used your grown-up voice, because this is sport.
This is serious stuff,
yeah.
Charlie.
The first game that we'll talk about today.
When do they play it?
Now, that's the one thing I don't know.
That's the one thing.
He doesn't know.
Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
The weekend.
There are games. I just don't.
Contest?
I just don't know when they start.
Afternoon and evening. Probably.
I know who's playing.
Okay, good. Well, let's start with the first one.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Excellent. The Baltimore.
Colts.
No.
No, I know.
It's the Ravens.
That's
versus the Pittsburgh.
Penguins?
No.
That's hockey.
I'm kidding. I really do know.
You're having fun, right?
Yes.
That good for
Steelers.
You? Right.
What's your take? What's your gut?
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, man. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A barn burner?
Don't know why, but it'll be a good one.
Do you have a favorite?
Yep.
Who's your favorite?
Our next game is, I like Pittsburgh.
Okay.
All right, Pittsburgh
because
Steelers.
Because it's the Steelers.
Over the Ravens.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that their stadium is based on ketchup?
Ketchup.
Yes.
Heinz Field.
Exactly.
Wow,
I love ketchup.
You love ketchup.
That's right, Rob. Rob knows me better than I know myself.
It's true.
Charlie, I know that we're talking playoffs, but
did you hear
at all about Brett Favre and what happened earlier this year?
Oh, yes.
Speaking of
what did you think about that?
Well, he got in big trouble because he took a text message of his...
Charlie!
A picture of his thing that
he sent
to a girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Buzz, you say thing, I say.
I know, but we have to.
No.
His semi.
No,
yes,
Charlie.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's Friday, Charlie.
Hello, KCJJ.
Hello, the game.
I'm sorry, that's
speaking,
bad.
Speaking of the male anatomy,
yes.
Let's talk about Tom Brady,
the Patriots,
and the Jets.
Yeah. The Patriots and the Jets. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Jets. Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez.
Yes.
Wow. What is your take on Sanchez?
He's not one of us, Rob.
He's one of me.
He's one of them.
Right.
Oh.
But he's going to win.
Yeah, is he?
Good.
Why?
I think so.
Why?
Because he's young.
Well, that's a good...
Yeah,
that's
but
a
Tom
good,
Brady's
right?
very
no,
young.
He's not that young.
What, he's younger than Tom Brady?
Yes.
Right?
I think he's 24.
And he's younger than Rex Ryan.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And Rex Ryan likes feet and the vagine.
What is your take on the way Bill Belichick dresses?
He looks good.
Does he?
Oh, I like the way
sharp,
he dresses.
Dress, man.
Especially when it cuts his sleeves off.
That's good looking.
Ah! All right, next game, Chicago and Seattle.
The Bears are playing.
There you go.
The Seahawks.
Is Chicago, Seattle?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Are you sure?
Odds all around.
I like Chicago.
Why?
Because the old disc jockey George Michael used to say, Chicago!
Right. The Bears.
Where is
God, I love the NFL.
Where is Chicago, Charlie?
Huh?
Where is Chicago?
I don't know. Next game. Let me see. We got, hold on.
NFL
I know it. I know it. Wait,
action.
Wait. I know it. Oh, wait. We have Jets. And Pittsburgh.
Right.
Jets in New England.
Right.
Yeah. Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Yes.
And then we've got Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know.
Who's Atlanta playing? Anybody know?
It would be Green
I don't
Bay.
Know.
Somebody help Charlie.
Atlanta, Green Bay.
The Packers, Charlie.
I thought I'd remember all the teams. I didn't.
It's almost.
A lot to remember for
I really
you,
thought that I'd remember all the teams.
Charlie,
don't beat yourself. Don't beat yourself.
When you've got a beautiful mind like yours.
I do have a beautiful mind.
Crying like John Boehner.
I do have a beautiful
it's
mind,
tough to
Oscar.
Remember these things.
It's gorgeous.
I have a beautiful mind.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're ready to go, Rob. Who are you kidding? I don't have a beautiful mind. I'm a tard.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The difference is that I grew it. And it has a taste. And it has some color. And it has a smell. And that it calls back a time when there were flowers all over the earth. And there were valleys. And there were plains of tall green grass that you could lie down in, that you could go to sleep in. And there were blue skies, and there was fresh air, And there were things growing all over the place, not just in some domed enclosures blasted some millions of miles out into space. On Earth, everywhere you go, the temperature is 75 degrees. Everything is the same. All the people are exactly the same. Now, what kind of life is that?
Lola, if it's so rotten, why do you want to go back?
Because it's not too late to change it.
I mean, there's hardly any more disease, there's no more poverty. Nobody's out of a job.
That's right. Every time we have the argument, you say the same thing to me, you give me the same three answers all the time, the same thing, well, everybody has a job, that's always the last one. But you know what else there is no more of, my friend? There is no more beauty, and there's no more imagination, and there are no frontiers left to conquer. And you know why? Only one reason why. One reason why, the same attitude that you three guys are giving me right here in this room today. And that is, nobody cares.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoy it across America on stations like KCJJ and The Game in Vermont. You got me running. And in 145 countries around the world, from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Friday, January 14, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads and growing and throbbing each and every day. We are brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon.com. Now, here's the cool thing about Amazon, something we've just started.
What's the cool
at the Mike O'Mara Show. You can find and order products you hear discussed on our show in real time. For example, we start talking about some product that we really dig. It might be random. It might be organic. It might be something that's, you know, we've decided we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. But you can go to our website and you can order one of those products immediately. That's how fast it will be.
Instantaneous.
All right? Wow. TV series on DVD. If we're talking about Mad Men or we're talking about Modern Family. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to get the box set of one of those, you go to Amazon.com. You do it right through our website.
Right.
Books, movies, it doesn't matter. You can browse products selected by our entire cast and crew, mm-hmm. and you can do it on the fly immediately. All you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on Amazon. Bingo! It's there.
That's right.
And we'll have icons all over the place for what we like and what we don't like.
Yeah, everybody has their own page in this room with products either that they've talked about or that they've specifically said, you know, they're big fans of that product.
So right now, if we were to go there, would there be a full selection of Bruce Dern movies?
Oh, yes.
Including Silent Running.
Which one was that?
Silent Running. He was growing an outer space cantaloupe, Mike.
That's wonderful. You can see popular items purchased by our listeners, or you can search for anything else using the search tool at the bottom of the page, MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Nice. Yeah.
Check it out, and we appreciate their partnership on this. Very glad to be with you today. We welcome back our main man, Oscar.
Welcome back.
Hey, Oscar.
I haven't heard from you. I haven't invaded your privacy, but I've been chomping to know how's everything going. An update on your dad. I know things have been a little rough for you lately. How's everything going?
Yeah, this is going to be kind of tough to talk about, but there are people across this great country and around the world listening that have been touched by really what is cancer.
Right.
And my father went in for an emergency gallbladder surgery. They ended up finding cancer within the gallbladder, and our hope was that it was just sustained,
isolated
to that organ.
Right.
The news we had yesterday, and that's why I wasn't here, and thank you for letting me take the time off, is that he's going to have to go see an oncologist at the Lombardi Center in Georgetown to see if this cancer that he'd had in his gallbladder had spread and to what extent. Now, the good news is this, and if there's any silver lining, is that it's early. It's stage two from what they're saying.
That's good.
It's still early. This is the scary part about all this, and again, this doesn't hold a candle to what Rob has gone through personally here on the show, or what people have gone through overall.
Don't diminish it, brother. Let me just tell you, don't diminish your situation. And I should mention that this is not a surprise to me. Oscar told me before the show he wanted to talk about this, and that's so it's cool because a lot of people say, "Well, listen." I think anytime I was thinking about you a lot yesterday. Anytime you're dealing with this, it's a tough situation, you know, the news is very good. God, we've been through this kind of thing. I'm old enough to hear about it all the time. Everybody's touched by it. So stage two is an okay thing, even if it, you know, if it's
very,
not,
yeah,
if
very
it's not
hopeful.
Isolated
relatively
stage two,
early,
they can be
yeah.
So
hopeful.
We're going to find out what happens. Mm-hmm. The reality behind this is that, you know, the joke around the house is my dad blamed my mom for the gallbladder surgery because she was making fatty foods and he was eating it.
Right.
And like, I remember in the hospital bed, he was like, he was chastising her, saying that the pork did his the pork that my mom made did right. this to her.
Evil, evil pork.
Yeah, exactly. But it really was a blessing because the cancer didn't cause the pain of the gallbladder. The gallstone caused the cancer.
Of course.
I mean, caused the pain.
The pain, yeah.
And if she hadn't eaten all this pork over the holidays, yeah. he wouldn't have had this problem. He
so
wouldn't have
pork,
had the surgery.
The pork might well have saved his life.
That's what I tell him. So absolutely. We will find out what happens. I would ask you, while it's very sweet on my page that you're writing the best wishes, if you want to write something, just private message me, because the one thing you don't want to do when you're dealing with this, and I'm just learning this now, and it's only day three, mm-hmm. really day four of like any inclination, and I'm hoping for the best. Though gallbladder cancer is extremely aggressive. It's the surgeon that we talked to said that he only had seen 10 people in the past 30 years have this type of cancer. It's very rare.
Yeah.
Wow. Very rare. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very aggressive, so that scares me. But if you're going to send nice well wishes, just private message me, because I it's my dad's business at the end of the day, and it's my family's business.
It's
and
a
I,
very personal
I,
matter.
Yes, and sure. I just don't want – I don't want to put any more pressure on him, and I don't want any more pressure on my family because they get the feed as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to remind them. I'm fine with it, and I'm lucky to be in this room right now because I'm able to talk about it, and it's really cathartic, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. But it's – you know, it's part of life, and I'm lucky that we also – my real name and now my stage name is Zabalos, the Zabalos family, or Ceballos. We've never had to deal with anything this before. Like we've never been touched by cancer. Now
I've a big family. I'm surprised.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of things in my career. I've done for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, all these things that you get to do through radio, but you never, like I never felt the way I feel now when you're sitting here and you're like, wow, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're and you've been in touch with this, probably you are. I got to tell you that I never respected it. Not because I was an ass about it. It's just because you don't until it hits home.
You don't know.
And we're praying for the best. That's
good.
We are.
You know, let me just say the follow up on that. Yeah. So keep the things off the page. Well, don't write on Oscar's
keep
wall.
Private. Keep his wall.
I know,
clean.
Boy. Hold on, Facebook boys. I know. Let me just say it. I will say that. We're going to get to that. It's a perfect segue, actually, for what I'm going to talk about next. The Facebook twins.
Oh, wow. What are they doing?
Hold on. I'll get to it in just a second. I want to say, keep off your wall. Don't do that. Send you a private message.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. You don't want to clutter it up because people tend to do that.
Yes.
And secondly, everybody that's hearing our voice right now, you say a little prayer.
Please.
I believe in it. I'm all about that.
Absolutely.
We were kind of that way with Buzz, and I think that's very cool. I think that's great.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. So glad to have you here.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Will do anything you need from us.
Whatever
you know,
we can do.
Listen, the bottom line is, you know, you're in and out of this show for until this whole thing is done. We're going to understand
appreciate
that. Listeners
that.
Respect that as well. I miss you when you're not here, but we understand you got to deal with your
thank
business.
You.
So deal
thanks,
with
man.
That, and thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
we appreciate that. Okay, getting to Robin Buzz.
What are we doing?
What I'm going to say, you haven't done anything. You really haven't. That's the problem. That's the dilemma.
I see
that I face here. Okay, because because what I'm going to say will come across as petty, as egotistical, and those are the only two.
Well,
words
there
I
is
can
a first time
with.
For everything.
But let me tell you something. You know, for somebody who uses the Facebook for communicating with listeners, and for let me tell you something. There's nobody on this show that's going to beat Robert Buzz to anything on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, you know, and look, I understand when you send me a mass message, but sometimes, just once in a while, I would love to be the first one. But I'm never the first one. And then, what I'm talking about is any group message, it's like immediately responded to by Rob and then by Buzz. And it's like, you guys, it drives me nuts. There's no reason for it. I'm glad you communicate with our listeners. But it's still, I just have to say, and it's completely irrelevant, it drives me insane.
No, it's petty, is what it is.
It is totally petty,
but
I have to vent my pettiness, or I'm going to go insane. Because last night I'm just sitting there going, and this would be me. This is me on Facebook. You hear click, 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 click. And like many times when I'm getting ready to do our mailbag today, I'm looking at stuff, and I want Rob and Buzz to continue. I have to say this. You have to continue doing it because it is a benefit to the show,
and
because you will get the thing. But you two,
in a way,
is there anything you effers do other than take a shit and get on your computer all day?
You are
I swear
up.
To God.
Mike, we can actually do both at the same time.
Meanwhile, yesterday I said, hey, how about some ideas for the bonus hour tomorrow? Yeah. Zippy, goose egg, nada, niente. But I'll tell you something. When Gabe Strine has a f***ing birthday, oh my
man.
God, Rob and Buzz are ejected. Over each other to get this message out to him. Wow. And Mark, too. Happy birthday. I see all my guys within 4 minutes of each other. And I'm like, you know, this is a guy that did the animation for the show.
I love
it. I think the guy with the show's good name guy. On it might want to send a message. Well, no real name, no real need for me to send a message when he's been, when he's being suckled by everybody on the show. And I was just, by the end of the night last night, I was so sick of just being the last person to the party on Facebook because I happen to have a life. I was very frustrated.
I have a similar
thank you. That's
to
my
you.
Speech.
I have there. A similar
it's
speech.
Good. Thank you, boys. It's a good speech. Buzz, Rob, yes. Thank you for allowing me to do that.
I've got certainly. A similar thank outlook you. To this. I will go because I'm lucky enough to be in front of a computer all day.
It's so petty,
and
but I have to say
I will
it.
Say it. I will see a new message, Mike, and maybe you could take a page out of my playbook. I will see a new message that is a mass message to the cast of the show. Uh-huh. And what I used to do is I would write a message back. Uh-huh. But since what has happened probably in the last 9 months where Rob and Buzz do this thing of who can answer first.
Okay, wait, it's really not a contest.
Regardless, if you look at all the mass messages, it's you or Rob or you.
True.
Always.
I have taken the high road and said, well, they've already answered. There's
you know
really
what?
No need for
and
me
you know
answer.
What? And most of the time I do that.
Right?
Most because
but
most of the time
in many ways, Mike, I felt I was helping you shoulder a heavy burden.
And F you, and, you did
and,
not.
And keep in mind, America wants to hear from you guys
both
as well.
Of you, that's what you do.
But you got
you dig
I will
it.
Say Rob
so
gets,
you should chime
Rob
in.
Rob is so witty at times
Carrie,
with his answers.
Marcia, we're working.
And agreed. Buzz is so like straightforward with his answers. What is there left for me to do?
I know.
Like, you could answer, you could answer in Spanish.
But the Gabe, our animator, our thank animator you. Gabe Strine.
Happy birthday, buddy.
That was birthday
is it his birthday?
It was
really,
yesterday.
For you, I swear to God, I was saying, you better be here today because I can't do this without you. I would not be able to take them on. I would not be able to take them on.
See, Chad and Rob had already wished Gabe a happy birthday when I jumped on. I felt somewhat superfluous.
Listen to him trying to throw Chad
under the bus. What I'm saying is I felt somewhat superfluous but decided, hey, you know what? I ought to speak up and chime in anyway.
Yeah. Right.
And I think you guys should do
so
the same.
So imagine my superfluousness
now,
when I got on there and I saw Mark, Rob, Buzz.
To criticize myself,
yes.
Sometimes I fail to notice that it's to all of us. I get the email notifications,
right?
So I'll click on the link that takes me to the, and I don't even look at the top to see who it's addressed to.
Let me make indelibly clear to you: this is my own pettiness.
Oh,
this is
it's
not,
fine. It's
this
fine.
Is something
it's
that
fine.
A
I get
that, that I really think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's how we build grassroots support.
Oh, it saved our ass.
But it's just you guys. I mean, my God,
how about this?
Do you spend any time with your wives? It's seconds in his case. He's not doing this from a phone.
No, neither am I.
He's doing this at his computer.
It's what
how
I
much
like.
Do you see? It's what you like.
It's what I like.
I know it's what it's like.
I mean, apparently, I don't have a life like Mike O'Mara.
No,
no, but you're
because
no,
Mike
okay.
is out having his life.
No, you know, no, Rob, wow. Rob, if you want to give me crap, you're a fat ass, and it's a sedentary activity,
and
that's what you do. You sit in front of your computer all day long.
That's what I do.
And you know what?
That's Rob Spiewak's life.
Well, let's try to channel it, and maybe you know, besides the BS stuff, try to channel it in some real directions. That'll like this man, Mr. Ronick, does.
Well, that's
it.
His life.
Why don't you try to do it? That no. See, your life, if you look at the bottom line here, is kind of tied into his life. If you want to bust my balls about it,
not
if
not
you really want to bust
balls,
my chops about
I'm
it,
not.
Your life is kind of. I'd like your life to maybe mirror his
see,
life
I'm,
a little bit,
I'm
and
quite
his
pleased.
Life, who actually does things like generate income for the show.
Trying.
That's what I.
Well,
so that if you
we
mirror,
wouldn't
want to
go
mirror,
too far with the.
I want you to go.
I'm the happy
I
want to
go. You. I want to go. I want to go far enough.
I know.
What a day
I
to come
go
back.
Far enough.
Jeez.
I swear
welcome
to God.
Back, Oscar.
And you know, Rob knew that. Rob knew that he threw a match on it. It would get ugly.
Well,
he knew that.
No, what you implied and what I inferred
yes.
is that you can't do that because you have a life. But that
right.
is my life.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying
that's what I've got.
Yeah, but
I've got kids that don't listen to me. I'm locked in a loveless marriage.
Let me have it.
I've got a computer.
Let me have it.
The computer always talks to me.
Yes, yes.
And that's what I've got.
The computer is his friend.
The computer is my life.
Perhaps the "you don't have a life" comment was a little strong, but I am venting here. But no, but I really, I say this to you, if we're really pulling back the curtain, I said, you know, do what these guys do, a little more of that, and that would be helpful. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I'm not going to tell you how to do that. I'm just going to tell you that sometimes for me, when every single group email, and you are the very first one, because
this is what I'll do from now
how
on.
How much time? No, I don't. Here's the thing. I am simply venting, and I am venting.
Well,
I preface this by saying how petty I am.
Tell me if this would help. The next time we get a group email,
yes,
I'll be on the computer, and I'll feel the need, ADD, to reply, but I'll just say, not sure. What do you think, Mike?
You do that, I will freaking drive to your house. Do not do that.
Second
time. I will cut that hair off. I will send this. And you know, it won't be your obsessive compulsive perfect length for locks of love that you want either. I'll cut it short. And that would drive him nuts.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like,
I remember the last time you gave me a haircut.
Yes, that's right. Oh, I shaved it.
It'd be locks of love.
I remember having a thing the size of a Louisiana carved in the side of my head.
No, you don't. It's both Buzz and Rob, you have to know this. Mm-hmm. That this, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. And there's,
yet everything.
There's yes. And yet it's just so.
We're not harming anybody.
But what is it about? It's like
they are having success on Facebook.
Here it is.
And you are not.
But Mike is having success.
No, you're trying to tweak me.
Mike is having success in life. And that's good too.
You're a very busy man. We're your emissaries.
Rob, I can't help it that I work all the time.
Exactly, Mike. So we're trying to cover that base for you.
And I'm working too. I'm working at Facebook.
Well, no, but you're.
You're working at Facebook.
It's a numbers game.
Ka-ching.
Mike, when you sit down in front of the computer.
Rob is working at Facebook. That's the kind of that's the only kind of work that matters to me. I wanted to put it in the collective coffers. And we are a Politburo here. Yeah. We are a communist country on this show. Everybody, you know, everybody works for the common good.
Hammer
the common good. Thank you.
It's Moose the frequency of your computer use.
Yeah, it is.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who's to say you wouldn't respond if you were sitting there and say the computer in your kitchen right now was hooked up to your monitor, which is your TV.
Yes.
And you saw a little pop-up come up that a Facebook message came in.
Yes.
And if you're watching The View and that comes up and you have a quick second to answer, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would?
I disagree.
No,
do you ever have an email pop-up that says you have an email and you don't immediately go to it?
You're not curious?
Nope.
Curious?
Oh, God, it drives me nuts.
I don't have my setup is not that way. I check it more often now that I have a smartphone.
Good, yes.
I will occasionally reply to something that having a smartphone, but it's just
why I got rid of my BlackBerry in 3 days because every time it said I had an email, everything stopped.
Maybe that's the key. You are an obsessive compulsive person.
He's connected.
I'm not really connected to anything, but not family, friends.
Yeah,
nothing.
But where do you in your day get your message that you have a message? Is it you hitting refresh on Facebook, or is it you getting a message saying that you have something
that's
in your inbox?
$1 million question.
The way my house is set up, besides perfect, is so that I can sit at my computer.
Do you have a wireless keyboard?
No, but I ordered one, as a matter of fact.
Okay, all right.
But I'm sitting at my computer. Over my shoulder is my television, so I can watch TV and do computer stuff at the same time. Mm-hmm. And if I'm working on stuff for this show, which amazingly, this will shock everyone, I do work on stuff for this show.
I know you do, for Christ's sake.
That wasn't for you.
All right, whatever.
And then
for the kids at home.
Working on the stuff for KCJJ, or just surfing the net, I am at my computer a lot.
That's the one where I'd like a little less of that.
I know.
That would make me happy.
It's been a while since we've visited that neighbor.
Balance it out. Look at the ledger. Balance it out.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you know, that's it. That's all I ask. I used to do. Take a deep breath. You know, you're a mathematical guy. You're more mathematical than I am even. You just take it out, jot it down on a yellow line paper and just kind of go, okay, over here we've got this and over here we've got that. Well, maybe perhaps if I put. Just a thought. Just a little.
How many vinyls can I buy if I just work at KCJJ, or if I actually work at both jobs?
What if I don't work at anything?
Then you won't have a job. Then you won't have
problem
a job.
Solved for everybody.
No, Rob, I look at you.
Sorry, Rob.
I look at you. You're kind of our social media guy, and you're bringing a value to the show by encouraging our listeners.
What's your end game here?
No, my
he
end
doesn't
game.
Trust you.
There my is value. No, this there is this extreme is all, value all in that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You bring value. You're keeping our listeners interested. You're maybe bringing in new ones that are seeing you on Facebook, and that's adding a value. Advertisers get more interested because we've got more listeners.
Facebook
coming
saved
in.
Our asses.
And
we should actually put Rob in charge of the Mike O'Mara Facebook.
Mm.
That would be interesting because then he's got the frequency, and then he's really doing it. Mm-hmm. No, nothing.
I'm just looking at him. I'm waiting for you. See,
he doesn't want to do it.
No, I'd be glad more to work? Do it, but I nothing? Think that Mike wouldn't like that because that would be something taken from him.
I don't. Do anything on that site other than
Mark,
one daily.
It,
that's
it.
But I mean, I put my one
Mark,
thing.
Mark
I copy and paste my update that
okay,
I put
on
mine.
That. I'd be glad to do
I
that.
I get, I get, incidentally, when I go to Facebook, just this is a little too nuts and bolts, and I want to get.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Why
not?
But I get like.
What are you wearing when you're
my,
he puts on
naked,
his robe.
From
nice.
The waist down. As usual. No, I get my personal messages mm-hmm. on Facebook. I get at every one of those sites. So, I mean, when I'm surfing around, it doesn't matter. So, if I go to mine and I get that never changes. I'll look in on it.
Sure.
To see it, but no, the change doesn't matter at all.
Well, I'll do that. I'd be glad to do that.
I'm not. This was not designed
just
to get you to do
team meeting.
More
just,
work.
Just a venting.
This was not designed to get you to do
it
more work.
It was firm but fair.
This was funny. And
nothing has ever been designed to make me. Do more work.
It's, no,
not even
I
a
love
rack,
this.
Not the stocks.
I hope the thing is. Here's what I love about you guys. You all understand. This is me.
Yeah.
This is me venting. This is my petty. It, let me see if I can find an analogy. The analogy would be
Ted Williams.
Like, okay. Here it is. This is perfect.
What?
You're right. Sitting in a classroom.
Okay.
We're in elementary school. We're in middle school. We're in seventh grade. We're in Mrs. Rogers' class.
All
Mrs.
Right.
Rogers
love
comes
her.
Walking in, and she's the
bitch.
Teacher.
So
and she
hot.
Looks, she is a bitch. But she looks. She's dressed like the teacher in A Christmas Story.
Okay.
All right. And she walks in and you've got Rob and Buzz on the left side of the classroom mm-hmm. and I am in the front right chair of the classroom.
Okay. Yes.
And I'm looking really forward to saying good morning to her because my grades have been lacking a little bit.
You're
and I
want to
get credit. And the door opens and I open my mouth and I hear from the background, "Good morning, Mrs. Rogers." And then Buzz, "Good morning, Mrs. Rogers." And I haven't gotten the effing word out of my mouth. But, you know, they are better at it than I am. So
they're great.
Keep doing it. Don't change
You'll
the
hear time. A distant, "Buenos dias."
I'll try
it.
To take a breath.
That's all. I'm done venting. Nothing changes. Whatever. Keep doing it. Well, you know, get together with him. Show him how to help you.
Lord. Okay.
If I want to change something
that's
seriously,
strong.
We don't have to have a meeting about this.
No.
Talk to him on how to do, you know,
sure.
to do more
and
away.
We occasionally speak.
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about untapped potential?
Mm-hmm.
Thy name is Spiewak.
Yeah,
sure. Oh,
because
Mike,
let me tell you,
he's
full of potential.
No, you. I swear to God, if we can open your inner greedy and channel it in the right way, channel your retail furniture salesman self into this show, I think it would be a windfall. It would make 2011. You know, just we have to find a way. You know what? I charge you with that, motivating him.
See,
I certainly can't motivate him.
Out of all the digs and all the grief you've given him, the worst you could have said is, the worst you could have done is assign me to Rob.
You've really
well,
hurt
we've
him
we've already
now.
Advanced to being acquaintances.
Yes.
Someday Mark and I should be friends.
Yeah. Maybe this
Maybe
will bring
that's
you two.
This year.
Yeah. Maybe this will be bring you two closer together.
Oh. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Can't help but happen.
We will take a
pay to see that.
Love you guys. Thanks for letting me vent. We will come back and have more fun and more thrills, including, I believe, an update on Summer Road Trip 2011,
wow.
which I Ooh, really want to make
I
happen.
I want to ride with Mark.
we'll on right, my lap.
We'll be right back.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's a strange world I live in where I don't feel amazingly guilty for what I just
we
did.
We are family.
Brought
yeah,
to
as
you.
A matter of fact, you feel better.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well,
I feel
off your chest.
I purged it. Well handled, everybody.
We're good with it.
Brought to you by Vistaprint.com. And don't give me any crap. Don't send me any messages that are crappy.
Don't do that.
I know how bad I am. I know how evil I am.
He knows.
Right? I know what a dick I am about
don't
that.
Send
do
him private
you?
Messages. Write it on his wall.
Write it on Oscar's wall.
Our show, second segment, brought to you by Vistaprint.com.
Yeah. Yay!
Let me say it right. Vistaprint.com. For business cards and so much more, including checks, letterheads, flyers, folders, even rubber stamps, personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link on our website. Please.
Another one of those things. Can I ask you, we're still making rubber stamps. That's fantastic.
I love them.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Do you judge a man by the theme of his check?
To a degree, yeah.
I will
or
tell
a
you,
woman.
I consider because it's I've
like
been
thing,
I've been to the world of Vanity Place.
Yes,
mm-hmm. in a previous life, and I left that world. I don't do that. I don't dig the personalized stuff so much.
Okay.
If you're
but on certain levels, I know. Like, if I probably had the time, I probably wouldn't mind a little monogrammed dress shirt occasionally.
Well, I think that's classy. I'm asking you this question because this is completely natural.
But a check with
I'm
a theme?
I'm up for checkbooks, and I'm going to use our guy here, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know he was coming on as a sponsor. It's perfect timing. But the guy that I was looking at, and I'm sure they have personalization here, but I was looking at, you know, the plain check, which everybody
very
uses.
Very official.
What but I sure. had seen... Mm-hmm. I had seen checks, and you're probably wondering who uses checks. I do most of my online banking, but there are times right. where you need checks.
Yes. A couple right. of months.
And if yeah. you're especially my age, kids. You never have them. So now I have to make the investment, which is like $30, whatever it may be. Right, it might right. be cheaper.
For 1,000 billion checks.
For a bunch of checks. Mm-hmm. And I was going through the themes, and I'll get on our advertiser here and see what he has to offer as well. But I thought the most disarming thing to get a check for me is if it's like a really like girly theme.
Mm-hmm. And like, the yeah, one, I understand like, what you're talking about.
No, the one I built was, kittens. And this is complete shtick, but I didn't know if it would fly in the business world,
yes.
but I said, why not? I'm thinking of getting Betty Boop checks.
Yeah, see, no. I was just going to say, I don't want to get Tweety Bird checks from a grown man.
You get a Betty Boop check out there. You'll get a call back from the person you sent it to
yeah.
if they're so inclined going, Oscar, I had no idea.
Well, I thought that would be the shtick.
Carrie had a batch of monkey checks for mm-hmm. about a year, and right. for years I had Elvis checks.
I don't think that checks are worthy necessarily of that for myself
because yes.
I just look at checks as you know checks. Something you
but
deal
you can,
with.
But you can also get very dignified designs with monograms or whatever, yeah, well, but I like an official bank-looking check.
That's what mm-hmm. I like, too. Yeah, that's probably why I like it. Maybe that's old
and
school.
And we're also, Carrie and I are now using oversized checks like from game shows.
those are the best.
Made out of cardboard.
But exactly. I was just curious because I the only people I ever give checks to is my mom and Kara for some groceries
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what is going to be set the scene when I pull out my Betty Boop check and I hand it over to Kara? Is it that the type of shtick that's worth me handing a check to an actual business person?
No.
I think you should.
I would go, Rob thinks you should. Buzz and I think no. Absolutely not.
I love it.
Stay away from that. But, you know, stay away from the seascape.
I'm sorry.
You know, or the sand dunes.
I like it when they have like a starfish in the quarter. I enjoy that.
I hate that.
This will help you.
Depends on whose it is.
Especially if you're talking about business, this will help you.
Yes.
I see a check like that, and I immediately say, chick. Right. Secondly, I immediately say, chick with cats.
Well,
and,
that's the
and I'm okay with it if it's from a chick.
If it's from a chick.
Well, that's the shtick. If something so flaming comes from me,
I think
probably be like, eh.
But you know what bothers me about it, Oscar? What bothers me is that Betty Boop is so old school. What you need is Hello Kitty.
See, if you get a Hello Kitty, then everybody knows you're making a joke.
Yep. Right.
Then I'm laughing.
Okay. Because Betty Boop says to me.
Let me write you a personal check and it's a Hello Kitty. I'm unhinging my jaw.
Because to me, Betty Boop says this guy is a closeted fellow who enjoys things from the 1920s. Okay. That would be more appropriate for me.
Or Rob Spiewak.
Oh, it beat you to it, but not by much.
All right. Good to know. Listen, based on your feedback, this is a slam dunk, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make every effort we can to come to Maine, probably Portland, Maine, and if we can add in our good friends up at Vermont's 107.1 The Game.
They want us there.
They want us there, and I will tell you, it's a different form of communication, so we can't base it solely on Facebook, but if we could kill two birds with one stone, get in there, you know, I think you're talking maybe a 3.5 hour, 4 hour drive between the two locations.
Uh-huh.
Maybe have a neutral location, but I don't like doing like that because you want to go where the food is.
Centralized,
You know, Portland, Maine, just an amazing amazing amount of support. They came out of the woodwork.
They did.
True.
To let us
and
know.
Beautiful in the summer.
And
I disagree.
Accessible. Have you ever been there?
No. I heard it's God's country.
Let you boys.
Well, I love the fact that Mike has come around on Portland, Maine, and has decided that he'd like to go.
Now, you make it sound like it's a setup.
No, no, I'm
it's
kidding,
really
of
not a setup.
It's
because
not. We, great fan base.
It's so. There is a fan base. That's the number one reason.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of letters.
Secondly, it is a town where I know we could have a good time.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot to do. I believe, as far as East Coast cities, mm-hmm. more restaurants per capita than any city on the East Coast.
True.
Believe it
true.
Or not. Portland, Maine. Good place to hang, so we'll have no problem finding a venue.
And if summer falls on a weekend this year, we're set.
Fingers crossed, Buzz.
So let's see what happens. We'll see what we can do.
Now, road trip. I want to ask about this because I'm kind of excited about it. There are a number of ways this could go. Do we mean this in the truest sense of the word? Are we using ground transportation to get up there? Are we flying up there? Or
Buzz,
we don't know
that
yet.
That will probably depend on one person's employment status.
Understood.
That's the way that goes.
Understood.
You know, but I, you know, the dream of this is eventually. Mm-hmm. No, quite frankly, you know, I've got some vacation time
right.
from the other place, from the Edge 105.9, mm-hmm. and if that happened, I'll tell you something. It would be a thrill.
Yes. Hey, how about this?
The dream would be seriously if we got a killer RV.
Yeah. So the six
and
of
we
us, yeah.
and we really toured like a band.
Uh-huh, exactly.
We really toured like a band for like 3 or 4 days.
How many deaths would there be?
You know what? It would be worth it.
Oh, I don't know. With me in a ditch, I'm not sure it'd be worth it.
Mr. French, you don't require a lot of sleep, right?
No, I can handle it, Mike.
You can do the driving?
Absolutely.
And would we have to get
I've actually
Hell,
driven an
drive.
RV.
You've
yeah.
driven an
yeah.
RV?
Yeah.
RJ will get his sleep during the show.
Listen, the only way this works, and listen, if we do the RV,
right.
then we do the New England Express.
Can I?
Then we can hit Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. We can do all three, and that's what we would
do. And if we wanted to talk air travel, how bad does the game want us?
That's a good point.
Can I try to lobby against Maine some more? If you don't
sure,
mind.
Go right ahead.
good luck.
Were you just working me?
Here comes the next argument.
Is there a possibility?
It's perfect road trip country.
Is there a possibility, because we have real statistics from Google and our friends at Libsyn to see where Portland, Maine falls as far as
I stand
our
by
listenership.
100%.
Because he can do that right now.
You lay it out. Yes. You lay it out, and
because
that
he can break
fine.
It down. Give us a top.
And
give us top 10 cities.
And
that
here's
listen,
here's
please.
What I want you to compare it to. Where I just was, mm-hmm. Buffalo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You compare
okay.
it to
that
Buffalo.
That is a great comparison.
And sure. we'll yes. see where we line up.
I will pull that
this
up.
This is a lose-lose situation for Mr. Santana.
But let me tell you something.
Because he's going to be mad or happy.
If we're going to do this. If we were to do a real road trip, no matter where we go.
I love New England.
If we were going to do a real road trip, I implore people already. This is January now. Mm-hmm. I've brought this up a number of times.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
I'm not talking about the half-assed RV. I am talking nice. About the tour bus.
Six
if
guys.
We are going to really get on this thing. Yes. Now, people have told me, oh, it's horrible. You'll hate it. And we can always stop at a motel
right.
where everybody has their own bed
true,
and that type
true.
Of thing.
You know,
but
bands
I want to
break
travel.
Up on tours.
I know. You, stop it.
I say we take
stop
that
it.
Chance.
Let's do it. We tell you, I think
let's
it would
do it
be.
Like a normal appearance. How about... All of us are in the RV, but Oscar's in a car.
Well, that's
a rock star. I'm with
how
the
many?
Chicks.
All right, seriously, if we ever did this, this would be the
I
this
would
be
drive
the recurring
with
sentence.
Equipment.
This would be the recurring. I give yes. you 7:30 a.m. parking lot A at Motel A in City A.
Uh-huh.
Where the F is Oscar?
Yeah. Right.
That's what it would be.
Exactly.
That's
do you
right.
have it up?
I do.
Okay.
Hey, no.
Go 10 to 1.
Hold on just a second.
To
are
one.
You going to give us our top 10 cities?
I can give you our top 10 cities.
Cool. This is so cool.
This is as of November 1st to date.
Okay.
Okay.
At number 10.
Hold on.
You want to guess?
I think we should wait till Monday to do this.
Oh.
No!
Oh,
wow.
On.
And you know what?
No.
That's enough time for the statistics to change.
Please.
All right, go ahead. Give us our number. Give
Since
us our
November
top
of okay. 2010.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 10 is Miami.
Miami.
Nice.
Miami.
That's right.
RJ country.
Oh, I'm blown away by this.
There's a road, there's a road trip.
I'm
this is
away.
visitors to our website.
Yes.
Okay.
Don Shula loves the show.
Number 9 is Los Angeles.
Woo!
Well, man.
Tinseltown.
We never did that on the radio.
Nice.
I'm shocked.
Wow. Actually,
yeah. Number 8, Baltimore.
Yeah. Hey, hon.
Way to go, Baltimore.
I double clicked and saved it.
At number 7, Spokane.
Spokane.
I don't know that.
Spokane, Washington?
Oh, in Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get
shot.
Number 7.
Thank you.
Spokane.
All right, that's number 7. What's number 6?
Number 6, Reno.
Yeah, Reno, Nevada. Reno. Hey, Reno. That's
another
up there.
Great destination.
That would be a wonderful destination.
Love that Reno. Town. Yeah. Right.
And we've got at number five, San Francisco.
Oh,
San Fran.
Yes. Always amazed at that.
Get
one.
Those Betty Boop checks out.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Kitty.
And number four, New York.
Nice.
New York City. Yes, very nice. Yes, well, very nice.
Very well done.
We didn't do that on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to guess at all the top three?
Well, Washington, D.C.'s got to be.
Oh, I know the top three, but I'm not going to rule.
Okay.
London, England.
Number three, Wichita.
Oh, Wichita. No, I don't know the top three then.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was just this area.
No.
Wow. Number one's going to be
Wichita.
Number two, Sacramento.
Oh, I thought that, I thought that would be number one.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Right. Well, number, they just got the internet.
Number one would be Washington.
Washington, D.C. Nice. That makes sense. All right. On the list of top, those are the top 10?
Those are the top 10.
Do we have huge. Like, how, do we have a top 10 or a top 20 or a 30?
Oh, I can make it as, yeah.
Well, find out where is Portland, Maine on that list? And where is Buffalo on that list? If we go down the list. I didn't know they had all those stats available.
Aren't you blown away? Miami, Los Angeles, New York?
I am, and I'm so glad we were able to do that. I'm so glad that Oscar. I'm so glad that Oscar brought it up.
Maybe Reno.
Anyway,
wow, you know you don't take that face out of the bag very often.
That's right.
That your good. Popeye face.
Good.
You want to know where Portland is?
I'd like to know where Portland, Maine is.
26.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. I thought it was going to be in the gutter.
Top 30. That's not and where is bad. Where is Buffalo?
Let me look. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Very good.
Hold on.
Now, you remember, I got 50 people in Buffalo just
including
coming out.
Steve
wouldn't
Missa.
That be New York State?
Surprisingly.
Well, he said New York City.
We're doing this by that was city. Okay, so, okay, okay, yeah.
By city.
Surprisingly, in the top 50, it is not showing up.
Very
wow.
Good.
All right.
Does that convince you?
Action corrected.
Job. But we have also gone to school today and realized Miami,
New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco,
Miami.
LA, baby.
Whoa. That's blowing me away.
We didn't do that well at CBS.
Miami and LA.
Yeah.
She twist our arm. Uh-huh. Perhaps that will be the winter tour.
Very nice.
All right. That's good stuff.
Well, you know what's amazing about just this conversation is that when I was in radio, and I'm sure when you guys were in radio, you guys had you were blessed with being syndicated.
Right.
So you're in multiple markets. But now with the power of the internet, and I'm just stating the obvious here, it's just syndication anyways.
And the thing about
we're in every market.
The old show, the Don and Mike show, was in Miami for a very brief period of time.
But really caught fire among listeners, cab drivers particularly.
Yeah, we did have a good following there, but it was WIOD, right?
Exactly.
I think so, yeah.
But I mean, WIOD was the station that we were on that all the jocks hated us, right?
Right.
And the guy that's dead now, right? Mm-hmm. Neil Rogers, right? He was on there slamming us all the time.
The deli counter.
Randy Rhodes was on that station. And she was giving us a hard time. Mm-hmm. And it just was a very brief visit that we had down there.
I remember as a listener listening you guys go through that.
Right. And in Los Angeles, I'm completely blown away by it.
I'm very happy.
Very,
about
very
that.
Surprised.
That is really cool.
And what was number one? Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, of course. Yeah. Those were, you know, Sacramento, our longest
Thank
affiliate.
You, Sacramento. Too.
Don Geronimo working in Sacramento now. Right. You know, we know we have support out there, and that is
that's
wonderful.
Huge.
And thank you, Wichita. I'm very impressive.
Guess what, boys? All that chat, unfortunately, we will get to the mailbag on Monday's show.
Fair enough. Great letters.
Got some very good letters. Keep them coming. We appreciate that. When we come back, we'll open up the audio.
Send anymore
with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMeraShow.com. Let me tell you about our 2011 VIP packages.
Please.
You can go to MikeOMeraShow.com and find out how to get our bonus hours, our raw shows, our cartoons, and more. The bonus hour today, I will tell you, is all about pets.
Pets.
Oh,
all
okay.
about pets.
Oh, cool.
And ladies and gentlemen, when you throw in all about pets with an uncensored bonus hour, I urge you, that is going to be must listening. So check that out. Find out how to get the bonus hours, the raw shows, the Gabe Strine happy birthday cartoons, and more. And we do this at a price that fits your budget. What we did with this is we asked you to monetize the show so we could keep it going for you. And we got tired of saying just donate.
Right.
That didn't make a lot of sense. So with a lot of great ideas, many of them from the brain of Mark Ronick, we were able to come up with these wonderful concepts that help you support
the
show.
We can give you a little something for your money.
If you're saying,
a little something.
Well, you know, the bottom line is we always want the core of this show to be available where you just click on it and enjoy it. it. But
free, right.
This is the way we keep it going. Mm-hmm. So you can choose from a good package, a gooder package, or a goodest package. Can't stand that because I feel like we're always stealing from Opie and Anthony when I do that.
Really?
Remember good gooder?
Well, you know what? It's
listen,
okay to
gooder.
Steal. It's okay to steal from the dead.
I don't want it. Next year we change it.
Okay.
Make your friends jealous of your VIP penis.
I didn't know they used it.
And we've got to make that a t-shirt.
That's ours.
Yeah.
And once again, don't forget the all-new bonus hour will be released later on today. Order yours now. Please do. This is how you support us and support the show, along with a variety of other ways. And I'll say this in advance, and I say this always because you have done this, and you do support the show, and we appreciate it at MikeOMaraShow.com. God bless you guys for all the
Yay.
Stuff you do for us.
Thank
Let's
you.
Open up the audio vault right now and see what we got cranking in there today.
It's Friday, Mike, and I'd like to start out with a little bit of music.
Music.
I know you probably let your subscription lapse on Spinner Magazine, haven't you?
Spinner Magazine is that. That's the porn for petite women that you can spin on your...
That's the one.
Okay. Very good.
Uh-huh. The fold-out is wonderful.
It's terrific. It's a smaller fold-out.
But what they depends on how far you fold it out.
Mm-hmm.
They ranked the top 50 guitar riffs in the history of rock music.
Did this on the radio this
cool.
morning. I know that I was surprised at this list. I was very surprised.
I top 12 for you today.
Okay, very
so
good.
So we go a little deeper.
All right, let's listen.
Way. And at number 12, I like this one, no arguing, with Cream.
Yep.
And the Sunshine of Your Love.
I got this. We talked about this a little bit. I didn't talk about this on the radio this morning, but I was thinking about these guitar riffs and just an amazing... on pure amount, the amount
oh, yeah.
of songs, popular songs that involve, you know, the guitar licks, they're just, it's infinite almost.
And it's right. funny, most of them use the same three or four chords.
Right.
And it's just the way, you know, a lot of it has to do with the way the guitar is mic'd and amped.
Can I ask a question, RJ? Are you over there, like, washing dishes? What are you doing with your towel over there? You've been playing with your towel since the beginning of the show.
I was cleaning my glasses.
Oh, you're cleaning your glasses.
No. And Ustream is up now. So
and later
on,
he'll do
time.
His teacups and his washers.
Some people use a handkerchief for that or a Kleenex. RJ uses an entire bath towel.
Beach towel.
It's all about the towel.
That's right. A lot of lens.
Number 11 is a huge one, I think, and I'm very... Great sound.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Day Tripper by the
Day
Beatles.
Day Tripper by the Beatles. You're right about the same notes, too. You hear those a lot.
The way the guitar and the bass play off each other on this one is amazing. Really good example of Paul. And the way his bass walked all
great
over.
Great
good stuff.
Great.
All right, number 3, I think in the top 15, the newest record that made the list. And that speaks not very well of how pop music
well,
is now.
You know, Enter Sandman, is really, and I said on the radio today, I should have, you know, I said it correctly here on the, you know, classic rock station that I work at. I should have gotten it right. I said Mr. Sandman.
Oh.
I know. Can that sound any more out of it? Like an old fart?
Are you watching Back to the Future?
The Dixie Cubs, Mike.
Jeez. Enter Sandman Metallica.
Okay, I'm sorry about it. It sounds
Mr.
oddly
Sandman
compressed.
Metallica.
So we'll move on to...
This is, incidentally, probably... Believe it or not, I'm going to surprise some people here. This is one of my top 5 records of all time in rock. I love that song.
That record has a great ambiance.
I base it because now that I play these records every day, I base it on records that I never get burned on.
Amazing in concert.
I never ever get burned
the
on.
The way they captured it,
group.
It sounds amazing.
Right.
It's just the way it sounds almost like water to me somehow.
Yep, absolutely.
And number 9, Mike, number 9, Dire Straits. And this song, I always remember, this was the number one song in America when I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is September of 1985.
No, sir. I mean, absolutely no argument with that. This is
I love
great.
It.
Really,
yeah.
just
and you know
amazing.
What? This whole album is a great album, yeah. Brothers in Arms.
Throw your Ray-Bans on.
Absolutely.
You know what? That... Another relatively
some reason I think of my old partner Don Geronimo when I hear this because we went to some place and we were dancing when I was doing the Mike O'Mara
oh,
dance.
The pointing dance.
Yeah. I think it was like some resort we went to for a weekend with Dennis Reese.
Oh,
Jesus.
How did he laugh?
Dumbass.
Which takes us Mike to song number 8.
AC/DC?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Back in Black.
Back in Black.
Back in Lovely. Black. Skippers dance, everybody get there in my pants. I want a big stripper like an RLB. I don't know anybody.
Anyway,
pretty good.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, no, I can't duplicate that. For Christ's sake. All right, what's next?
Number 6, another relatively. It's sad that when you say a record that's what, 25 years old is relatively recent?
Mm hmm.
This is a little more than 20 years old. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
Hard to believe.
I have a segment, getting back since we're doing classic rock stuff, I have a segment of the listening audience on the radio that I've got some hate mail from. because whenever Axl Rose sings at the end of every record, I play Cats. And the alarm went off on the edge today when I was getting up at 3:55.
Right.
And I don't even remember what it was, but it was Axl Rose.
I like
it. You know, you might as well stab me in the right testicle.
You know what? You'll stop getting complaints if you play music from the musical Cats.
Right.
People
right.
Would
so
very
you
much
don't
enjoy
like
that.
Him at all? You don't like the music at all?
Well, I'll do a little lyric.
He doesn't like
Axl right here.
He's shrieking.
Here we go.
I'm showing up late to another concert because I'm a big F up and I don't care about my fans.
All right, anyway.
So, what, I don't like Axl. What was the supergroup again that Axl left and then the supergroup came together?
Was it Velvet Revolver?
Yes, I apologize.
Revolver so, with Slash.
So, while I was at HFS, I was standing next to Slash and Duff McKagan.
At a concert or at the station?
And no, in the backstage at the concert.
At the concert.
Right. So we were doing, it was called HF Festival Nutcracker. They were headlining.
Right.
And we were standing there, and as a little disc jockey standing next to these guys, you're like, holy ass.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Awesome.
Right.
And they're
it's rock and
cool.
Roll. It's why we all become DJs.
They are pissed because they've been waiting for 30 minutes.
Right.
And if I remember this correctly, Slash says, because somebody walked in and said, where is
Axl?
No, not Axl anymore. At that point, who was the lead singer?
From the band.
It was Chris Cornell.
Okay.
Was it Chris Cornell? No. Who was the lead singer of STP?
I don't remember.
Somebody's got to know.
Scott Whelan.
Scott Whelan. Okay. Yeah, Scott Whelan had taken over as lead singer.
So where's Scott?
So somebody said, where's Scott?
Uh-huh.
And Axl says he's doing his best impression. I mean, Slash says he's doing his best impression of Axl.
Axl Rose.
Because he hadn't shown up yet. It was 30 minutes.
Following in the late
So were
footsteps.
They pissed because somebody else was on going too long? Or were they pissed they're because
pissed
their lead singer hadn't
Scott
shown up?
Scott had not shown up to the effing venue yet.
It's a tradition.
And they were ready to effing go. And the crowd was waiting.
Right.
Oh, that's wow. Tough.
Right?
That is the worst.
Because it was the Offspring. And then Velvet Revolver. The Offspring finished their set and they murdered.
Right.
So they keyed up the crowd, everything was good to go, and then Velvet Revolver was supposed to walk on stage and do their set.
But they didn't. There was
and
a delay.
And people had to wait an hour because he
got
didn't
that
show
track record
for an hour.
Within the business, they've got that track record. Play
and
the next
track. Number six, Mike, British Invasion music from the Kinks.
Nice.
Can't argue with that either. Yeah.
And keep in mind,
why am I thinking I played it? Maybe he played the top five on the radio today.
That's all he played.
Is number five Chuck Berry?
It is, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And
just getting confused there for a second.
Again, all their records have the same chords, but they were the first person to puncture the cone in their amplifier. And that's why this guitar riff sounded different than anything else ever.
All right, very cool.
Number five, the grandfather of every song the Rolling Stones ever recorded.
You can't argue with this. And I think this, in my opinion, I don't want to, you know, and I sounded like an old fart again this morning, but I think this should have been number one.
This is some good
just
picking.
Because of what this begat.
Yeah,
right.
You know, this is great. Chuck Berry, Jolly Be Good.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
And I mean, the foundation of thousands of songs.
Yes.
Well, yeah, really. Without Chuck Berry, there is no Keith Richards.
I agree.
There's a song that I discovered yesterday, and I feel like an a-hole, but you guys can maybe tell me a little bit more about it. I'm sorry to step on
That's
your
all right.
Audio
not at
volume.
All. We
Do you mind plugging this in real quick?
Not all right.
You, if you guys know this song and I don't, then I feel like, and again, I don't know enough songs about this area.
Oh, no. If you just, I love it when Oscar finds something new that we're all going to know.
The
Let's
song
see
is,
it is
Happy Birthday.
Right?
I downloaded it on iTunes. I was so excited about it that I wanted
you
just because I love it.
You went through our website to Amazon.com.
I apologize. Yes.
I'm waiting to recognize it.
I don't spot it yet.
It's the Mexican Whistling Sextet.
Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my...
No?
Who's
no.
the artist? I've heard it.
We're stuck.
Who is it?
Edward Sharp.
Edward
and the
Sharp?
Magnetics.
Don't know him.
No, I'm familiar.
This song, if you're listening to the song right now, if you can turn it up a little bit, it's a song from, I remember hearing it and I was like, where is this from? It's the NFL commercial.
Oh, that's right.
But
that's
the song, the chorus itself, it's about going home. It's such a great effing song. I just didn't know if I missed something.
Check it out.
Know.
What's
you
the name
not.
Of the song?
The song is called
Home.
Okay.
Home.
All right, very good.
It's coming up. Turn it up. Let me go
home.
I picture people marching over a field
Yeah.
That's what I picture with it.
Good record. And in the NFL commercial, they have all the fans going to their home games dressed
that's
up
right.
in their gear.
Oh, that's the one that
that's
they,
the one.
Where the old lady in New England is taking the ferry
yes.
across the water.
What a great song, though,
yeah,
right?
Very cool.
So
very,
when
very
you
cool.
go to Amazon through our website, yes. you're looking for Home by, who is this again?
The Magnetics.
The Magnetics?
Yeah, just type in Home and the yeah. Magnetics will
you
come up.
You know what? Yeah, yes. just go to our page. It'll be there for you.
Oh, oh Mark's
there.
Mark's
yeah, I just thought, I thought, I was like, everybody knows the song except for me.
That almost sounds like we faked that. Anyway,
true.
Let's go to our next...
Mike, the fourth greatest guitar riff of all time.
Counting them down. Counting them up.
Led Zeppelin and Heartbreaker.
You know what's funny? Of all the Led Zeppelin tunes that are out there, I'm not sure whether I agree with this one being
no.
in the top
no.
five.
It's really guitar-driven, though. You
right.
have to give them that.
Exactly.
So, anyway, so that's right. number four. At number three...
Number three.
Black Dog. Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic. Ozzy Osbourne, I play a lot of... Anyway,
I get the impression when I hear this song that while they're doing that riff, Ozzy's in the back of the studio trying to figure out a lyric. Because it is a great riff, but it's all the song has.
I could go on and on about Ozzy's music, but I choose not to.
You won't. Yeah.
What a 5'9 the Edge.
Mike, at number two, what about Jive Mai?
Okay. Here it is. This is Jimi Hendrix.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't get into the meat of it until just about now.
But still.
Take a listen. Jimi Hendrix should be in the top five simply because he was such a pioneer
Jimi Hendrix.
With his instrument. More ways than one, I understand, from reading the history of Jimi Hendrix. But
Voodoo Child, Slight yes. Return, it's called.
Just did things with a guitar that were... it was like an extension of his body. And
illegal
chance,
in some states.
If you ever get a chance to watch the guy play, there's certain people that really, when you hear, it's an overused term. He was put on this earth to play that, but this guy was.
Becomes one with the guitar.
Absolutely.
And I think also that was the first sort of mainline release to use a wah pedal.
Yep.
So very, very groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Wah, wah.
And very unique. Very
and Mike,
unique.
At number one.
Number one.
I mentioned this morning that... Much like Led Zeppelin, uh-huh. you could use the Rolling Stones in the top 10 in a variety of songs.
Sure, sure.
This
works.
This Satisfaction, probably one of their biggest hits ever.
It was their first number one,
right.
and they never had a song before it that sounded that way. I've always felt they were trying to emulate the sound of Phil Spector with the distorted guitar. And if you ever hear a stereo breakdown of the record, uh-huh. there's a lot of stuff going on you don't hear in the mono mix. Right?
Ah, very anyway, good. That's it. And do you have any more, or do you want to leave with a funny, or do you want to leave with that one?
We can leave with that. There's a lot of Ted Williams stuff that needs to be mentioned.
Just give me one Ted Williams if you can.
The best Ted
before
Williams
we,
cut you've got.
That kind of wraps the week up nicely if
mm-hmm.
we can have a little Ted Williams who is...
He showed such promise.
He
God,
really,
I hated
really
that.
Did.
All I saw on TV was him and last night with a clip of I'm going to rehab thanks to Dr. Phil. It's like, oh, F you.
Yeah, I hated it. Yeah. You say, do you want to hear Ted talking or do you want to hear Vicki Lawrence as Mama
oh,
talking
oh,
about
yeah,
Ted?
Yeah, yeah.
Please, Vicki Lawrence. Mama okay. talking about Ted.
Doing a takeoff on...
It's amazing that now, you know, I hate the character of Mama.
I do too.
And I hate Mama's family.
And I like Vicki Lawrence.
But I... Because she's guilty, Mike.
Guilty yeah. of being hot. Didn't,
I like the fact that Vicki Lawrence made a viral video.
Okay,
how do? Homeless mama here. That's right.
Stood
it's
on a corner.
Me. I'm hanging out here in the bushes.
Sign.
I've decided to be homeless.
Cardboard
because
sign.
Obviously that is the best way for a person to become famous in this country nowadays. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this stupid ass sign that I have made out to the street there and I'm going to wait for some bozo to drive by and hand me a dollar and then I'm going to thank him and say, God bless you. God bless you in the sweetest, deepest voice that I can possibly pull out of my ass. And you know what? Next thing you know, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be all over the TV. I'm going to have all kinds of people asking me to represent their products. People like, I don't know, Super Poly Grip or Depends. I would be a perfect spokesperson for Depends. And I'll tell you what, it's not easy out here. People don't want to give you any money because they think you're going to go get some booze or some drugs, but I'll tell you what, I need some off. Mosquitoes out here, and they're spreading that West Nile virus. I hate them little bastards. They sneak up and suck the blood out of you. They're like lawyers with wings. And could somebody please tell me how a homeless man is the perfect spokesperson for Kraft macaroni and cheese? What, is he out here in the bushes boiling his pasta? I don't think so. First of all, you're supposed to eat the stuff, not freebase it. Hell, if he'd have been drinking milk and eating some cheese all these years, that bozo might have a few of his own teeth left. I'm surprised Garnier Fruit Teeth didn't get in touch with him, because boy, that hairdo was sure something, wasn't it? Anyway, and I love him on the Today Show, telling him how I've been watching this show for years and years. Why, way back when Jane Pauley was on the air. What the hell? I thought the man was homeless. Apparently, he's got DirecTV hooked up out here in the bushes, for crying out loud.
The bushes.
Anyway, the moral of the story is, children, you don't need to go to school. You don't need to study and get an internship and work your way up from the bottom and work hard to get to the top. No, just get your ass out there on the street. Next thing you know, you'll get to meet Kobe Bryant. I would like to meet Kobe Bryant. And I'll tell you what, Kobe, you get a hug from me, I guarantee you I'm going to smell a hell of a lot better than that piece of junk, because I will have taken my Calgon bath. Another product for which I would be perfectly suited to be a spokesperson. Oh, kiss my ass.
That, Mike. Oh, that
awesome. How do you not love her?
That's good stuff. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and a real quick news update from Mr. Buzz Burbank right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time got away from us today, Buzz. My apologies. Let's bring him in here, the man, the legend, a man who has, I believe, responds to people on Facebook just because he's so darn thoughtful. Here he is, Buzz Burbank, everybody.
I'm nice. Hi,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
We're brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Looking younger is easier than you think, and now you can qualify for special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter.
News.
To sign up, just click his ad at MikeOMaraShow.com and explore the rest of his website, too. Tell a friend, Dr. Bruce Friedman. It seems everybody's pulling for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who continues to recover from that gunshot wound to the head. Her neurosurgeon says she's starting to show signs that she recognizes people. She's looking around, gradually becoming more alert. Her husband says he thinks she realizes the president was there, but that she's not sure why. One of the doctors says it appears she's trying to communicate and is frustrated by her inability to do so verbally. She does communicate with her hands and arms. She can also move her legs in these early stages of physical therapy. Doctors are ready to start easing up on her sedation. The breathing tube may be removed today, and that's progress too, but she's still listed in critical condition.
Do they say anything about the verbal skills at all? Do they think that will come, or do they not know?
She has a breathing tube, and she's heavily sedated.
So they don't know whether that's going to happen yet.
Yeah, she couldn't. I don't think she could speak if she wanted to, and by all signs, she wants to.
Gotcha.
They ask for small signs from her hand. She gives them a whole arm movement. That's the kind of enthusiasm she's showing for communicating.
Good luck to
her. Now, no matter what happens next, NASA is ready. The space agency preparing for its last shuttle mission has named a backup commander in case Gifford's husband, Mark Kelly, chooses to stay behind. God. By the way, yeah.
Well, imagine dealing with...
How do you make that decision?
God, how do you deal with that kind of... the anxiety alone for being a commander on a spaceship.
The last mission for the shuttle, yeah.
It's bad enough to have to leave her side, but to leave her side to go to space? It's not like he's going across the street to buy milk, you know?
Right.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
By the way, nearly 31 million people tuned in to hear the president bring us good news about Gebbie Wednesday evening. It was a hard speech to miss. Compelling audiences on 7 networks.
I just wish I knew where to get it, since I didn't record it and I haven't seen it.
Oh, I know it'll be online.
I hope so.
It's got to be online.
I go to the computer and get it. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You can get anything on the
you
computer.
You really can.
Anything. I can go to YouTube and get the president's
speech. That's right.
Or might go to Oprah's channel and watch Best of Obama.
Oh, don't get me started on Oprah. The Oprah Winfrey Network.
Own.
Hello.
I have my own network.
I have my own network. It's called Own. And me,
I. Me, I.
Have you a chef? Yes, I have a chef.
I do. I have a chef, me, I.
As we've said here before, there's virtually no chance the Arizona shootings will lead to tougher gun laws. And a new survey shows that Americans don't think tougher laws would have prevented this most recent tragedy.
Man, speaking of Facebook, I get a few letters from those people.
Despite
howdy.
The lack.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Long clip, bad. Ooh. Sorry.
Anyway, most Americans don't think it'll happen. Most Americans oppose to tougher gun laws, despite the lack of adequate screening in this case or the availability of that 33-round ammo clip. One congressman has proposed closing the loophole that lets dealers sell guns without background checks, but even he knows his proposal, sensible as it is, has no chance of passing.
Let me offer up 2 sound bites that people can take out of context. Right. We'll generate equal amounts of hate on
good.
Either side.
Oh, good. That's fair.
Ready? All right. Yes. And let's isolate them, make them really clear. right. This is a ballsy move on my part. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go.
3, 2, 1. Gun owners are pussies. Thank you. That's totally
one.
By itself.
That's number one.
All right. The second
3, 2, 1. People that are against guns are pussies.
you've covered both sides of it.
Thank you. Oscar sneezed during the other one, but no, it's a never-ending battle, boss.
It sure is.
I'm on the fence. Bang.
We'll never settle this one. Bad decisions also get made in Canada, and this might be one.
Yeah, you bet.
The censorship of the Dire Straits song "Money for Nothing." We just heard a clip of it a moment
Chicks
ago.
Chicks for free.
No. Think about it. Even though the song is quoting rednecks at this juncture, when it uses the gay slur that rhymes with saget three times, it's now been deemed offensive by Canada's broadcasting industry. That little with the earring and the makeup.
Yeah.
That's his own hair.
He has his own airplane, I believe.
I used to think that's his own head. Apparently, it's that's his own hair.
Oh, wow.
Is the lyric.
Okay.
They should enlighten the people in Canada and tell them that people don't pay enough attention to the lyrics for that to matter.
Exactly. True. Here we are arguing about it, and he wrote a news story.
That's right. Here we are after 26 years. After 26 years of airplay, that word has now been banned based on a complaint from one listener.
Man, they ought to ban what I just did.
I understand they're also banning everything.
Oscar agrees. Oscar
the
nods in agreement.
Caused it.
Yeah. Canada also banning every song by Marvin Gaye. I think they've gone too far.
That is
too
far. Too
far.
I agree. In sports, after a run-in with a teenaged hooker, New York Giants legend Lawrence Taylor is not going to jail, but he has been ordered to register as a sex offender. Taylor says he didn't know the hooker was an underage runaway.
Oh, I was such
RJ just woke up.
I was such a fan of LT.
A lot of people were.
Not the LaDainian Tomlinson. I'm a guy that's
the original
still,
LT.
I hear LT and I get pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Lawrence Taylor's name, LT, not LaDainian Tomlinson, but what a dipshit.
Whoa,
sorry about
more
that.
Editing.
You had all settled down. I thought we were done writing down
little,
numbers.
But he really is. Come on, Lawrence. You know, it's an example of the pampered athlete without the proper people around him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Oscar, you've seen this. And Rob, you've seen it too.
Sure.
We've all seen
it's
it.
Hard to say no to that.
You see the big athlete and the type of individuals that
surround them.
Suckle on them.
Yeah.
And now you happen to pick a guy that you were a childhood friend with. You get a free pass on this. This was a friend of yours from school, correct?
Yeah, when we were young. Well, he was in school. We actually, it's funny.
Humana.
He was
trying
in
to
school.
Get you out there.
No, he was in school. I was just starting my career because I am older than him.
Right.
But I met him before he actually got into the league.
Okay. So
we
you
were
met
friends
him before.
Before.
So technically you get a free pass. But you see the certain types of guys that hang around professional athletes.
Sure.
And they can go one of two ways. I mean, either you meet somebody in the neighborhood, but then you get the hangers on that, you know, and if you're around people that are just not going to help you in any way, you're going to turn out to like Lawrence did.
I just don't think
he got any guidance in his life.
I see it all the time when I'm hanging around with Johnny Weir.
But at least you got the design contract.
I did, and the pants have never fit better.
And finally, and join me in painting a mental picture in your minds with this story. When police in the suburbs of Minneapolis arrested Stephanie Moreland for shoplifting New Year's Eve, they never did find that missing fur coat. Management at the Alaskan Fur Company told the cops that a short mink coat had gone missing after Stephanie's visit. Police threw her in holding for the holiday weekend after searching for weapons and finding the knot. It wasn't an extensive search because when they told the 270-pound woman she was being transferred to the county jail downtown, she pulled up her skirt to reveal her modified underwear.
Oh.
She had cut the back out of her panties to make it appear she was wearing none. Mm. She had stuffed the $6,500 fur jacket into the front of her panties where no one desired or bothered to look.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We're going to need to have that laundered.
Is that fur?
That is a, you know, I'm so glad, like, I wasn't eating a bagel when you had that story. That is nasty. Hey, thanks, everybody, for a fabulous week of shows. We appreciate you supporting us, and today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Find almost anything at Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon and get all those products you hear on the show. Support our show and shop through us at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. That's it. Have a great week. I'm going to say this if you don't mind. Little prayer for Oscar's dad.
Keep it private.
Keep it private, but we'd appreciate it if you do that because you know what? We kind of believe in that on this show, whether whatever your religious tendencies
good
are.
Good vibes are a good thing.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you on Monday. So long. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Teenage Hooker.
And with a voice like hell, it's ringing out. There's no way.